lollipops and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together. Brighter than a lucky penny. When you're near, the rain ghost disappears, dear, and I feel so fine just to know that you are mine. My life is sunshine, lollipops and rainbows. That's how this ring rain goes. So come on, join in. Everybody, sunshine, lollipops and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is sure to come your way when you're in love to stay. Sunshine, lollipops and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together. Brighter than a lucky penny. When you're near, the rain goes, disappears near, and I feel so fine just to know that you are mine. My life is sunshine, lollipops and rainbows. That's how this rain goes. So come on, join in. Everybody, sunshine, lollipops and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is sure to come your way. Cause you're in love, you're in love, and love is here to stay.
This hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Canine Caviar, available at Bothell Feed Center in the North End and Sierra Fish and Pets in the South End.
Surprise! Yeah, it's me, Martha Norwalk, and I'll explain the different music in a moment. Welcoming you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. And I'm worn out because I had so much fun dancing and bopping around to this song. Anyway, we are here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us. Your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. Today would be a great day to do that. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That, of course, is www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Bring up the links that you need to stream the show. Woo! And catch my breath here. Oh. New music is so much fun. I get so excited. All righty. It is a beautiful... Wait a minute. I just turned out over my shoulder and looked out the window. It was a gorgeous sunny day driving in today. It's supposed to be close to 80 degrees. Now it's kind of overcast. But it is a lovely day in the neighborhood. And across the table from me, as always, I don't know if bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. We haven't really connected too much. He's been busy, but that would be Animal World's production engineer, Mike Roberge, is here. Good morning, Mike.
Morning, Martha.
How are you this day?
I am well.
Wonderful day. What happened to the sunshine?
Yeah. It's going away.
Is it coming back?
Probably not.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was supposed to get really nice for the 70, 80 degrees.
The high pressure is breaking down, and we've got some onshore flow, so... We'll still have a nice day. It probably won't rain today. It'll be a nice day tomorrow, and we'll probably see some showers by tomorrow evening.
Really? Yeah. Okay. Gosh,
weather changes quickly.
I did, because I watched the news last night.
High pressure.
I was seeing
high pressure
sunshine
is our friend.
80 degrees. And
it's still going to be warm because this high level thin clouds will trap the heat that's already here.
Okay.
And it may burn off, towards the end of the day. But we have so much light right now that. Clouds can't stay forever, but again, when high pressure breaks down, it lets something roll in, which is usually weather.
Funny how that works.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's actually a good thing because that means you can just stay right where you are and plan to spend your morning here with us on Animal World. And then when we're done, then you can get out and work in the yard stuff because maybe the sun will be out by then. But actually, the sunshine is here in the studio, mood room, cross the glass, Animal World call screener, and occasional host of the show. Kathy's here. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
And how are you this morning?
Oh, I'm great.
All right. You are? What are you chuckling about?
Oh, nothing. Just I'm doing great. It's a good day.
All righty. And, of course, you're gearing up for the second Kathy and Christy Sunday
That's
on
right.
Animal World, which will be next week.
And join us next week. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And I just cut the promo for next week. And I said, you're in the Kathy in the studio and Christy reporting from across the country. Isn't that right? Christy's is going to be at some animal related, some kind of conference. Right?
Yes. And we'll fill you in on that later.
All right. So be sure and join Kathy and Christy for Shelter Rescue Sanctuary and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday, next Sunday here in Animal World. And, okay, so you're wondering, what's with the sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows? Well, aside from the fact that it was one of my favorite songs growing up, and when I started planning today's show, that's what came through as the music we should start with, because I have great guests in the studio here. We are welcoming back one of our Animal World family advertising members, and that would be the relationship whisperer, Jana Rosewood. And good morning, Jana.
Good morning, Martha.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
And this time you brought with you
my sweetheart.
And he's not a frog, right? Okay. He is the co-author with you of your great book, Are You Still Kissing Frogs?
Yep.
And
she's,
that would be
she's
Ken.
Still kissing me.
And that would be Ken. And you need to be right on top of your microphones when you speak so that we can hear you. Yeah, okay. Hey, it sounds like you have a great radio voice.
Well, thank you. Thanks for inviting us here, Martha.
Oh, it's a pleasure. And actually, I got a chauffeur-driven drive this morning into the studio because Jana and Ken are my neighbors out in the country. Yeah. And so they came and picked me up. So how fun is that? So we got to ride in together. And we are entertaining, well, actually not so much as, well, we are entertaining, but we are educating the human animal today because we are going to be talking about Jana and Ken's book, Are You Still Kissing Frogs? And I forget here, Leap into Solutions to Attract Your Genuinely Committed Relationship. And, of course, the book was intended, you know, to help humans in attracting their right relationship, but we kind of figured out the last time you were here, Jana, that attracting relationship is attracting relationship, so we could kind of use the same principles to attract the right animal into your life and the right animal into your family with animals and so forth. So it isn't just for human relationships, it can apply to human-animal relationships as well. But we had such a great time talking about your book and how to attract right relationship and all of that. And, of course, Ken wasn't with us, and he being your co-author, and we kind of got towards the end of the show about, you know, you guys have been together, I think you just celebrated a big anniversary, did you not?
The big 2-0.
Woohoo!
20 years.
Yay! All right. And so somehow you managed to figure out how to keep it sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. But I sort of got, well, I guess the reason that music came through for me when I was planning the show is kind of Master said, well, like, you know, relationships are not necessarily sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows all the time. And when you think of, if you think you're going to be happily ever after and no worries and nothing, no work to do in a relationship, well, you know, you need a little education there. And so that's why we're playing that song today, because Jana and Ken are going to tell us how, because your relationship sort of is sunshine, lollipops, and roses most of the time, isn't it?
Most of the time.
Yeah.
Well, and in part three of the book, we talk about the beauty of conflict resolution.
Yeah.
So that we're actually talking about part of the book. And if you don't mind, I'll give the affirmation from the Affirmations for Self-Healing by J. Donald Walters. And I usually when I do some kind of event, I will check and find out what affirmation is right for me only by putting my hand on the book. And of course, I got forgiveness. All that befalls me is for my good. So, you know, here we are. It is sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows, because all that befalls me is for my good. I welcome any hurts that and I receive as opportunities to grow in understanding.
Whoa, how profound is that? All right, well, if you're saying, yeah, right, and wanting to know how does this all work, well, that is our subject for today. We're going to be talking about Jana and Ken, and we'll go back in a little history, and because they both had to kiss some frogs before they found each other. And so we'll find out how this all works. We'll focus on conflict resolution and obviously Forgiveness is a big part of that because that's the theme that Jana drew for today. We are also going to have open phone lines throughout the show, which means you can pick up your phone and give us a call, and Jana and Ken can help you with whatever's going on in your relationship world. And it might be that you want some coaching in terms of attracting right relationship and how to go about that. And Jana, we found out last time you were here and we took some calls, I mean, you're quite good at tuning in to the person and what's going on and helping them kind of shift things and energetically to get them where they need to be.
Yes, energy matchmaker.
Yeah, energy matchmaker. So they can do that for you if you've got conflict resolution and need help along those lines. At any rate, whatever's going on in your relationship world, you can call and get free help from Jana and Ken today. And I don't think she lets him out very often to come and do this kind of stuff. So I think we're very blessed to have him here.
Well, I'm blessed to be here too.
Because what on Sundays aren't you usually playing chess?
Well, on Sunday morning, pretty much every Sunday.
Yeah, okay. So this is a big deal for Ken to be here, and I feel very honored that he's come to join us today. And my apologies to your chess partner, and hope he understands.
Well, he's been beating me lately, so I need a vacation.
Oh, okay.
And this is it.
All right, so then before we get into all of that, we have our kind of normal stuff to do. And let me tell you what else is going on today. We have one event that's happening today I will tell you about shortly. We will do current events about 10:50 as usual today. 11 o'clock will be my 4th of July tip and how to get your animal friends through the 4th of July, new dogs and so forth to fireworks, how to set it up so that they don't become frightened of fireworks, how to change how they feel about fireworks if they already are scared. All of that is in the tip that will run at 11 o'clock. And you definitely want to listen so you can lay some groundwork. And even if you can't practice, if you just understand the concept, you will have a much better 4th of July this year, which is just around the corner. I can't believe it's almost the end of June already. Holy moly. And we will also be giving away our Designing Health Missing Link freebie today. So you just have to pay attention. And when you hear me give you the missing link word or words of the day, then you're going to pick up your phone and call Kathy and pick out what version of Missing Link you would like us to send you for your animal friends. There are two versions for dogs, a version for cat, a version for birds, and a vegetarian formula you can feed to dogs and cats and other house critters. And you can choose from any of those to be sent to your door. So just listen and pay attention for the Missing Link words of the day. And then I also want to let you know that we are still looking to add to our Animal World family here in that we have openings for volunteer call screeners. So if you've always wanted to be a part of the radio world and get behind the scenes and see what happens, we'd love to have you join the family. And it's a volunteer position, and we will train you, and actually Kathy will train you. And she will tell you how much fun it is and flexible hours. Obviously, we do the show on Sundays, but if we have more than one call screener, then you don't always have to be here every Sunday and all that good stuff. But it's great fun, and we would love to have you. And if you're interested in applying for the volunteer call screening position, you can call me at my home office at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Or you can shoot me an email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Okay. All right. I think it is time to make it official. Because we haven't started the show yet, in case you didn't know that. Okay. We become official with honoring the patron saint of animals, Saint Francis, who is also the grand soul and master that has been guiding my work with the animals for many, many years. And we have two little prayers, Ken, that we do. And Jana knows because she's been here before. But so just filling you in here. And we got a short one for the animals. Then we got a longer one because us humans need more help. So, and it's Kathy's favorite part of the show. So, is everybody ready? Yeah.
You okay. Betcha.
All right. This is the prayer to Saint Francis for our animal friends. Good Saint Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. And now for us humans, the peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. We are official. And seems to me that old St. Francis peace prayer is kind of appropriate for what we're doing today, don't you think?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. So, first up, happening today, got to grab my current events page, is the first event down at one of our latest Animal World members of the family, and that would be Sierra Fish and Pets, is having a dog adoption event today. Now, they're down in the Renton area. They are at 601 Grady Way, and their dog adoption event is happening from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. today. And I'm sure they're going to have lots of great little doggy friends that are looking for their forever homes, and probably people to coach in, help you pick out the right dog. And if you need to talk to them about what's going on, or need help with finding them, their phone number is 425-226-3215, 425-226-3215, and it's Sierra Fish and Pets on Grady Way in Renton, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. today. So that means you can be listening to Animal World and driving off to Sierra Fish and Pets to find your forever dog friend. That sounds like a good thing to do on a Sunday. Hmm? Okay. Yeah. How about I've got one. Well, I'll do a little follow-up here. And we always talk about pretty much to start Sunday when they're in current shows, and that would be my favorite animal TV show, and that would be My Cat from Hell. And we talk, that's on Animal Planet. New shows air at 8 p.m. on Saturday evening, at least on the West Coast here on Animal Planet. You can pick them up and watch them on the website, animalplanet.com, if you haven't seen the shows. And they make it eventually to On Demand on Comcast if you have that system as well. Last week, we were all over the, or I was all over the edition about the 911 cat. Ken and John, I don't know if you guys.
I heard about that.
Oh, yeah, in the news. Well, Ken was probably playing chess. anyway, down in Oregon, a couple called 911.
Yes.
Because their cat, Lux, had attacked them and was holding them hostage in the bedroom. So the couple...
Wasn't it the seven-month-old baby then?
Yeah, the seven-month-old baby and the parents were in the bathroom and afraid to come out because the cat was trying to attack. And it, of course, went viral and made national news and all of that. And they called in Jackson Galaxy, the feline behaviorist from My Cat from Hell. And last week's show was a full hour on his work with this family and Lux, the 911 cat. And I had a lot to say. It was the first show that was really frustrating for me because it was very apparent to me what the problem was with the cat. And in my opinion, and I'm not a veterinarian, it was diagnosed as feline hyperesthesia syndrome, and I personally don't believe that's what is a problem with the cat. The signs and behavioral symptoms and physical signs are not congruent with that diagnosis. I think after all the physical examinations and blood tests and MRIs and everything that they did, that was the only that was just kind of what they came up with, because there wasn't anything else to diagnose it as. And that's because what I believe the problem, the underlying problem, is Pleckner syndrome, which is an endocrine immune imbalance that we've talked about here on this show for many, many years and is not understood by the general veterinary community. and well-known. And, of course, my big soapbox last week was, oh, gosh, I would sure like to be able to connect with Jason, with Jackson, and let him know about this, because it would make a huge difference in his work with cats and dogs, for that matter. This cat was behaving exactly the way dogs with what I call flash aggression, which used to be rage syndrome, behave. And at any rate, I also told you last week I had the opportunity to, Dr. Al came online, Dr. Al Pluckner, who discovered this immune condition, came online last Saturday evening right when I was asking, oh, what's the deal? And so I was able to find out that he has tested many cats that have been diagnosed with this feline hyperesthesia. And it is the endocrine immune imbalance, the high estrogen that creates the inflammation in the nervous system that creates this problem. And treating the underlying endocrine immune imbalance does solve the problem. So anyway, I was wanting a connection. I did get some nice emails from listeners, thank you, suggesting that, well, if you can't get to Jackson, call the vet that would, you know, the great ideas, but, you know, you just can't with a nationally popular show, you just can't get through to those kind of people. And then there was a suggestion that, well, have Dr. Pluckner call the vets that diagnosed this. Well, Dr. Al has been beat up so much by his peers and because he spent his 50 years making a choice to heal his patients rather than do the scientific peer-reviewed studies. And because that work hasn't been done, he's been labeled a quack, mostly by the industry. And so his phone call wouldn't necessarily be that helpful. But I'll tell you what I did do is that there is so much going on, and there is continued follow-up with the Lux cat. He had been placed in a foster home that adopted him because they didn't feel it was safe for him to be in the home with that little baby. And since the airing of the show, the people were not able to medicate him with his anti-seizure drugs and the psychotropic drugs and anti, you know, anxiety drugs and all the stuff he was supposed to get. And he started attacking them. So he is sequestered in a veterinary hospital now, is the latest story. And they are able to give him all these drugs regularly. And they say that he is improving. But it's all over Jackson's website. I did try to post, you know, and with all the posts on the websites, hoping that maybe someone, you know, and his staff would see it and get it to him. Well, when you go to post on a website, you know how you write out your whole post and go to post it. Well, then a little page comes up that says waiting for moderation. So I think they review the posts to see if they're going to post them. Well, my post didn't get posted, so I guess my post failed moderation. I'm just was hoping and still hoping that whoever moderated it and decided not to post it maybe got a feeling to bring it to Jackson's attention or someone that, so it might get to somewhere. So that's kind of where we are with all of that. But I do want to say that there was another new episode of My Cat from Hell last night, and it was an excellent, excellent episode. So they're back to shows that I can just absolutely be behind, and it was just super, super duper. I watched then My Little Terror, the new show about the little dogs, was not on last night, so I switched to Nat Geo Wild and watched an episode of Caesar 911. So that's Caesar Milan, the dog whisperer. And it was a great episode, and he's dealing on the spot with disaster dogs, and he just did a fabulous job. And then there's another show airing on Nat Geo Wild. It's a new one, and it's at 10 p.m. here on the West Coast, called The Wonder of Dogs. And I'll tell you, it was also fabulous, and they're doing all kinds of things about how smart dogs are and all the things they can do. And it was really great. They dealt with a lot of stuff, but they did a wonderful study with dogs that was proving that dogs are intelligent enough to pick up abstract concepts and respond. And then they also showed dogs being taught how to drive cars and vehicles and how they really learned how to steer and to shift and to use a brake and the gas. And it was really amazing. So I'm encouraging you to watch all of those shows. And then the last thing before we take care of our advertisers and sponsors and get back to Are You Kissing Frogs, I just want to say that there's a special event going on today at 11 a.m. down at Fisher Plaza in Seattle, honoring a crossed over longtime acquaintance and was a past friend of mine, and that would be Como's Ken Schramm. If you all remember Ken, he passed away in the last few months, and they're having a memorial service for him today at 11 a.m. And I just wanted to be official and say and tell you know, send some special blessings for Ken and his family and his friends, and just to let y'all know how much I appreciated that man. I met him many, many, many years ago. In fact, last night I was trying to figure out how many years ago it was, and it was at least 25, if not 30. It was when he was hosting the television show Town Meeting. Do y'all remember that show? And I, as a behavior therapist, well, I was a dog trainer at that point and doing local television. I was a guest. He had me on that show, you know, with dogs a few times, and that's how I met him. And then years later, we were both on Como Radio together. And so by that point, I was kind of out of the closet with my right brain, you know, animal communication, interspecies telepathic, empathetic communication, and human-to-animal transference. And I was talking to animals and talking about that on radio. So whenever Ken and I, whenever he would see me at Como, at the studio or station, and from the other end of the hall, he would make this crazy UFO sound, you know, and he would start it, and he would whirl his hands, and so he totally teased me about, you know, kind of the woo-woo stuff that I do. But I just adored him and very much enjoyed the shows we did together and the full-hearted teasing that went on. And I just want to say blessings to Ken and wish him well on his journey. So there you go. All right, let's take care of our advertisers and sponsors. Remember, it is the most important part of the show. Without them, there's no us. So please listen, pay attention, support them, stay right where you are, because we're going to find out if you're still kissing frogs when Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend, and Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. I want you to visit Jones & Company. You'll find them on State Avenue in Marysville. Give them a call at 360-658-7817. At Jones & Company Pets, their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Did you know that there's a gentle energy balancing method for restoring health, mobility, and athletic performance for your dog, cat, or horse? Bioenergetic synchronization, as used by Nels Rasmussen, creates transformations in health, mobility, and performance. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668. Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Did you know that there's a dog food available that has a pH factor of 7.0 to 7.5 that helps put more oxygen into your pet's body? A dog food that is high in calories for better nutrient absorption? Canine Caviar is that food. Canine Caviar is also flash cooked to maintain nutritional integrity and can help reduce shedding, hot spots, and tear stains. They use ingredients like human-grade dehydrated chicken, lamb, or venison, and add ingredients like sun-cured alfalfa and kelp, a rich source of vitamins and minerals, making Canine Caviar 91 to 93% digestible. Canine Caviar has been around since 1996 and is one of the best holistic pet foods available. You can find Canine Caviar at Bothell Feed Center, your modern-day feed store with the old farm charm. They're proud to be serving pet parents for over 30 years in the greater Bothell Snohomish area. You can also find Canine Caviar and other premium pet supplies at Sierra Fish and Pets, where they have been pleasing customers and pampering pets since 1972. Visit them today for all of your pet's needs at Renton Village, 601 South Grady Way, or at sierrafishandpets.com.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats, and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonics Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Want to hear something different from talk radio? The choice is clear. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We're primarily educating the human animal today, and guests in the studio are my friends. Should I call you the relationship whisperer or the energy matchmaker? Which do you prefer?
How about even the former frog kisser?
The former frog kisser, Jana Rosewood, her husband and co-author Ken Holmes, and together they wrote the best book on relationships ever, Are You Still Kissing Frogs? Leap into Real Solutions to Attract Your Genuinely Committed Relationship. So welcome back, Shauna, and welcome for the first time, Ken, officially to Animal World. I'm delighted to have you both here.
Thank you.
It's good to be here.
And I can officially say to our audience, since I've known Shauna now for some time and we have become friends, that they really do have a great relationship. I've been majorly impressed at how they handle things together, and particularly, Ken, compliments to you. Because girlfriends talk about stuff.
And I'm in trouble now.
No, that's where you get the compliments, is that I'm continually impressed at how genuinely loving and supportive you are of Jana, and whatever she's doing and involved in. That is not always the case.
And well, it's a two-way street. Jana's totally supportive of and loving of me, too.
Well, isn't that how it's supposed to work?
Yeah, two-way street.
Yes.
All right, so you guys have been together for 20 years, you just celebrated.
That's right, 20 years in at the end of May.
Now, were both of you married prior to marrying each other?
That's right. And, as a matter of fact, Martha, today is an auspicious day.
Because, okay.
Let's bring it up.
June 22nd.
June 22nd, I got married at 18.
Oh, wow.
And then divorced my first husband. And then June 22nd was my second husband's birthday. He's actually 75 today.
Wow.
So this is really, you. When you said, hey, Jana, how about we do June 22nd? I was like, oh my gosh.
So that was your wedding anniversary, your first wedding anniversary.
Today is it would be 40 years I would have been married to my first husband had I stayed there.
Right. Okay. But he was a frog.
He was a frog. Well, I was probably.
Both frogs?
Both frogs.
You were both frogs. Or maybe it just wasn't right relationship for the two of you.
Yes. And the same thing with my second husband.
And second husband, this would have been this is his birthday.
It's his birthday.
And it sounds like you married a really older man.
Yeah, I did. Really older.
Because Ken is also a little
even older
than
me.
Yeah. Okay. But so would that is the logical assumption that you've then Ken is number three? in terms of marriages for you?
Yes, and how about you, Ken?
How many times?
Well, I've been married 1.5 times before Jana.
One and a half? How does that happen?
Well, I was actually married for 18 years to my first wife. Then I was engaged to a lady in Texas, and we lived together and moved to Washington later. And when it came time to split, Washington recognized Texas common law marriage.
Oh.
So it took a divorce to get separated from my fiance.
That does sound kind of like a half marriage.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So the third time's a charm for me, meaning Jana is the third time. So it's
that's what I was thinking. It's a third for both of you. So three is the charm. So that saying is absolutely true, I think it sounds like, huh?
Practice makes perfect.
Uh-huh.
That's what we're doing. We're still practicing, right, darling?
All right.
Every day.
So, and you ended up writing the book together, Are You Still Kissing Frogs? But how long into your marriage did you write this book?
Actually, it started it was only about 5 or 6 years because it was a progressive thing. I had started writing this for people and I just had a booklet, and then the booklet morphed into the book. So I was giving it out to my clients so that they could, you know, be clear. And Ken and I taught classes together to people who were interested in attracting right relationship. And my work has also morphed into working with people who are, they're really not clear whether they want to stay in relationship or not.
And then
I stay or go?
Then one day our niece said, you should write a book when she saw.
She saw the outline for our class. She said, well, you have enough here for a book.
Uh-huh. So the two of you were actually teaching classes together on relationship and so forth?
Right.
Okay.
Attract 100% available relationships and talked about our own process in attracting each other and what we did.
Well, why don't we talk about that?
Because, let's do it.
Because I think, if I remember, because I have read your book, and my opinion is that it's one of the best books written on relationship and how to attract right relationship, and then, you know, the conflict resolution and all of that that I've ever read. And, you know, who knows? I might still be in a relationship with a human had I read this book a long time ago. One never knows. But I think it's really, really good. So how did you guys attract each other?
Well, I would have to say divine intervention.
Mm-hmm.
It was a long process for me. I was basically intentionally staying single for about 4 years.
So after 1.5, you were like done?
I decided that the only common denominator in my previous disasters was me. And so that there may have been something that I contributed to the previous disasters, and I spent about 4 years finally growing up, going to classes, reading books, listening to tapes, and trying to basically do some personal growth that I'd pretty successfully ignored for most of my life. And my theory was my way or the highway during my first 40 years, and that didn't seem to be working out too well. So I started reexamining those old beliefs and old behavior patterns, and trying to basically, you might say, install new programs inside my head as to beliefs, behaviors, attitudes, things like that. And it was an ongoing process, and it still is.
Sounds like a very responsible one, too, though.
Nothing else was working. I had to do something.
Well, but, you know, I mean, how many people do you read and hear about that they've been married many, many more times than that, or lots more relationships, and especially guys? I mean,
stereotypical guy doesn't really want to do much about personal growth.
Yeah, that self-evaluation and personal growth and that my way or the highway sort of seems to be like it. Isn't that right, Mike?
And, you know, I just...
It's all about personal growth. You never stop.
Okay. Yes. And
if you do, you're dead. That's no good.
That's true. I just had to see if he was listening, you know. He's sort of a...
I'm always listening.
So I better watch it, huh?
And I would have to say for me, it was, you know... many failures and getting through a second marriage and divorce. And I think, you know, one day I was with one of my coaches and rebirthing coach, and she said to me, well, you're looks like you're attracting unavailable men. And so I was the light bulb went off. I was like, I didn't look at that before, that whole concept of attracting someone who really wasn't available for me on my terms.
Well, that sounds like something that's really important, attracting unavailable partner. How do you know if you're attracting unavailable partners, or what does that look like? Or
well, for us, I think Ken and myself, we sat down and did our work. We started writing, looking at what it is that we intended to have in relationship, and the list making process is a really big piece. And even if you are in relationship, to sit down and look at what is working and what is not, and to get really clear on that. And that's just not like sitting down in 1 hour, you have the answer. It's a matter of taking a look at yourself and taking a look at what's in relationship and what's working, and really start working on it, focusing on what you intend to have in a relationship.
So you actually physically start writing a list of what you want?
Mm-hmm. So Ken had,
or what you don't want.
Ken had his list and I had my list. And I think on our lists, talking about animals, because we're on Animal World, we both had mm-hmm. attracting a partner who is an animal lover.
That's right. And loves animals, too.
I guess that's it, you know, because often, and it is that kind of sunshine, lollipops and rainbows sort of thing. When you meet someone and have a, you know, at least a physical chemistry or something with them, you kind of tend to put blinders on. You kind of ignore the stuff that doesn't really work.
That's right.
And
mm-hmm.
think it's not going to be a problem. Or don't a lot of people think that, well, once we're married or together, that then we can change, they'll change that. Or they'll change if they're whatever.
Good point. You know, I started making my list about 2 years into my 4-year personal growth program. Mm-hmm. And it was a theoretical prospective list that outlined the essential personality characteristics of a future theoretical equal partner.
Mm-hmm.
And I use all those qualifiers and disclaimers because I wasn't looking. I was intentionally staying out of the dating scene during that time. And I was making this list because a long time ago, my dad had told me that a lady's personality remains long after her looks start to fade. And of course, when I was in high school, I completely ignored that. thought he was crazy, but years later, it seemed like that made a lot of sense. And so I started putting one or two words or a phrase on a Post-it note and putting those on my shaving mirror.
Those words were describing their potential.
Yeah, the personality characteristics.
Ah, okay.
Like, takes ownership of one's own personal issues and rather than blaming someone else.
Uh-huh.
And financially responsible, good sense of humor, things like that. Basic essential things.
Loves animals, like you said.
Yeah. Not blue eyes and green hair, but
so it wasn't physical characteristics,
no,
it was personality.
Yeah. And so for 2 years I filled up about 8 Post-it notes with one or two items every week or every month. And
could you even see yourself in the mirror anymore?
That's about right. Yeah, and I'd see that list twice a day, at least in the morning and at night.
Wow.
And if I'd come across someone who had a very attractive personality characteristic, I'd think, well, what would be a good way to describe that? And I'd put that on my list. And if I came across somebody who really I had a hard time getting along with or seemed disagreeable somehow, I'd think about, well, what is that, and put the opposite of that on my list. So it seemed like every day, every week, I was getting insights as to what would be absolutely essential. And that process lasted for full 2 years. I had 8 Post-it notes and 64 essential personality characteristics listed by the end of that 2-year process.
Wow.
And it was like I was really getting clear every day, every week throughout that period, and I was not dating. Like you say, I was out of a relationship, and it was purely like writing a specification of requirements for
He's an engineer, can you tell?
Yeah, placing
a 64 in a specification.
Okay. But I also would say that you're a pretty enlightened being in a male body here on planet Earth at this time to be so self-responsible.
Well, I viewed it as making a shopping list that before I was ready to go shopping, that I was going to write this list.
Well, and I guess engineers make lists, right?
Yeah, oh, a lot of lists. And I figured the shopping list was something that the universe would deliver on once I was real clear and real consistent.
You're still advanced as a male because how many males think about going shopping?
That's true. All right. Well, now we are going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the last time in this hour. When we continue, let's find out, did Jana do the same thing while Ken was writing his list? And how did it come about for her? And then how did they, then all of a sudden, and here they are, they found each other. So, gosh, I'm wondering, does Jana have all 64 things on that list? And how many things were on Jana's list?
Much more.
Much more.
Much more.
Okay. So we'll hear the good stuff. And you stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, did you know that even if you feed the highest quality all-natural foods to your animal friends, even if you home cook, the ingredients in those foods are exposed to heat, light, and oxygen, and that begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff? Well, that's why Designing Health created Missing Link. They start with human-grade, all whole natural raw food sources. They've perfected a way to protect it from heat, light, and oxygen. It comes to us in a powdered form in a resealable gold foil pouch. You keep it in the refrigerator once you've opened it, mix up your animal friend's food, add in the Missing Link, a little cool water to stir it in, and voila, you've added what's missing, like the balanced omega-3, 6, and 9 oils, the enzymes in the raw ingredients, and the fiber. Missing Link tends to eliminate excessive shedding problems in dogs, eliminates hairball problems in cats. And there's a Missing Link formula for cats, one for birds. There's two for dogs, for skin and coat, one for hip and joint. There's a wellness blend that is vegetarian. You can feed to both your dogs and cats and other little critters as well, like guinea pigs, hamsters, and the like. There is a horse formula, and all of them can be available at your local pet store or through your veterinarian. Ask for them by name. And you can also visit Designing Health. You can give them a call at 1-800-774-7387 or visit them online at www.designinghealth.com. And guess what? Your lucky day, because you can win one here on Animal World if you pick up your phone right now and tell Kathy the Missing Link words of the day. I'll give you the phone numbers, 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. And the Missing Link words of the day, are you still kissing frogs?
Do you know someone with an object hoarding or animal hoarding situation? BioClean Incorporated can help. At BioClean Incorporated, you're more than a customer. You're someone they want to help. Actually, disposing of so many items can be emotionally overwhelming, and the staff at BioClean Incorporated understands this. They design a unique process specifically to meet your needs. The team at BioClean helps determine which things are valuable to the recovering hoarder and absolutely essential, what items are appropriate to clean and keep, what things can be donated to charity, and finally, what can be thrown away. The BioClean professional cleanup team are experts at eliminating odors, contaminants, and biohazards. They can arrange for any repairs, painting, or cleaning that will be needed so the house becomes habitable again. The entire staff at BioClean Incorporated combines compassion with expertise and professionalism. They understand taking that first step is the hardest. Call BioClean at 888-412-6300. That's 888-412-6300. Or visit BioCleanWA.com for more information.
If you love dogs, tune in to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes live every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. We'll talk about everything dog and interview authors, experts, and amazing organizations both locally and nationally. And don't even get me started on the pet food industry. I'm Julie Forbes. Find us online at www.dogradioshow.com and also as a free podcast on iTunes. The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, an evolved perspective on life with dogs.
Attention pet lovers, we all want the best for our pets, and that includes quality of life, longevity, and overall well-being. Raymaker's Nutrition has developed a line of patented products that have been shown to dramatically improve immune function, improve response to vaccines by over 400%, and help strengthen the systems in the body that fight cancer cells. Introducing Veterinary Immune Tabs. These chewable tabs are safe for dogs and cats. Find out more about how Veterinary Immune Tabs can improve your pet's longevity and state of wellness. Contact Dr. Bill Burlingame at BillBurlingameDVM@gmail.com or call 425-903-1913.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Tell your friends the place to be is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We are educating the human animal on this week's edition of Animal World, and my guests in the studio are the co-authors of Are You Still Kissing Frogs, Jana Rosewood and her husband Ken Holmes of 20 Years. And I just want to let you know that phone lines are in fact open and will remain open throughout the show today. And you can call in anytime if you would like some relationship coachings on how to attract the right relationship, how to know if you want to stay in a relationship, I don't know if you even want a relationship, and how to apply it to attracting the right animal friends into your life. Same thing applies here. And we've kind of heard Ken's first part of the story. We're going to hear Jana's right now. But jot down these numbers when you're ready to call. Local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527, and toll free is 888-298-5569. Remember the 1-888-298-5569. And you can anytime during the show shoot us an email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Well, all right, Jana, Ken did a great job of describing his kind of self-growth process, and I've already given him major kudos for being a very advanced male being on this planet, for going through all that work. And, of course, I have witnessed firsthand how incredibly supportive and wonderful he is for you. And, of course, he says you're the same way with him. So while Ken was doing Post-it notes on his shaving mirror, he ended up with how many? 64 notes of characteristics that he wanted in a relationship. Now, just before we move on to Jana and how she did her process, Ken, you were writing down only the things you wanted. So did you have a deal breaker list as well?
No, I intentionally stayed away from the word not or,
okay.
or no.
All right.
Because at that time I had learned that the subconscious really doesn't hear the word not. So if I said I don't want somebody who is a smoker, well, what would I get? A smoker.
Yeah, because the right brain doesn't accept negatives.
Yeah.
And it sees
yeah.
a picture of a smoker.
A smoker, yeah. Yep, exactly. So, and that's what I teach in communicating with animals.
So I made sure that I put all the things in the positive frame of statement on my Post-it note list.
And it sounds like kind of like, you know, the basic concept that's being taught a lot in terms of a vision board or something where you put the pictures and the words and the stuff you want in your list. Sounds like the same kind of thing. So,
mm-hmm.
Jana, did you go through a similar process, and how did that work? How did it work for you?
I did. I started after.
Did you just line up the frogs and keep kissing them until you found Ken? I mean, how did this
there
work?
You have it. That's the way of it.
Ribbit.
Ribbit. Actually, after my therapist said to me that I was attracting unavailable men,
yeah.
and she showed me told me to start making a list of things and to actually be very careful, because when you start doing these kinds of things, then people who are men who have been, you know, out of your life for years, they can be showing up on your doorstep. And that, in fact, happened to me. But
was that kind of like a test you attract to yourself or something? You attract the stuff you don't want? Or
you know, I mean, I've kind of gone through this idea of people talk about the universe is testing you. And actually, I don't believe it's a test so much as, you know, because I don't think that source or beingness or God tests us, because he's there, or she's there, whatever, that energy is in bliss. It doesn't see that. But it's like, how do I explain that shift of, it isn't a test. It's, we're not being tested. Like, are you, you know, I think.
I also believe that there's anything out there doing anything to you. That
right.
You attract to yourself what you need to learn and grow from. So that's why I said, do you attract to yourself then maybe the opportunity to learn and grow?
I guess maybe
an example of what you don't want.
What I see is that we talk about it whatever energy I put out as an energy matchmaker, it's like the universe, not God, but like here on the earth plane, what we put out comes back and reflects back to us, and then it bounces back at us. It's a mirror out there. And so if I'm bouncing, trying to clear something, it might bounce back still, whatever's underneath in the subconscious mind. So it's trying to clear what's buried. And maybe that's the way I'd put it. Because
it comes up to be released.
Yeah, because I think when we say it's a test, it's almost like we're getting scared, because we have a lot of test anxiety. And it's not about being tested, like you're good or bad or right or wrong. It's more about, what can I clear so that it's no longer in my subconscious mind? And what am I putting out there on the mirror that will reflect back to me and that I create? I've been noticing in the stores lately, when I go to the stores, I'm reflecting some really positive people. there was a man at the deli counter at Fred Meyer the other day, and the lady said, how are you doing? He said, I'm doing wonderfully. He says, it's crazy. I just make that decision every single day. He says, I'm done. I think it's silly to have bad days, so I just decided not to do it anymore.
Oh, what a great example.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So, it really is, because it's an attitude, and it's a change of attitude, and it's a frame of mind.
Yes.
And how you respond or react to something is really up to you.
So I started making my list in April, and then that was years ago. And then I got scared and just closed down. And actually, I started doing was writing a list of, or affirmation, I attract the right person. And it took me about a year for my list. And then finally, I got up the courage to say, okay, I'm ready.
You're ready to
really set my energy out there and say, I'm ready to attract the relationship I intend to have.
So you had gone through about a year's process, and
right.
you were actually doing therapy, and it was actually your therapist who suggested writing a list and clearing, and then about a year to go through that. So Ken had taken longer than that.
Right.
Well, he's a guy.
I'm a slow learner.
Yeah. Well, he's an engineer, too.
And Jana's list was much more extensive than mine.
Oh, okay. Well, did you ever count how much was on your list?
Oh, he loves to talk about how much, because mine was more like a story. You know, I'd like write long sentences. His was just one word. He's, you know, to the point.
It's a guy thing.
Yeah.
Is it?
I remember how long yours was. You showed it to me once.
Oh, really? How long was it?
It was 5 pages long, single-spaced, 8.5 by 11.
Wow.
Border to border, top to bottom, and it was very, very detailed, very, very specific.
All right. Well,
and I got to read it once, just once. So.
Okay. So we're going to be wrapping up the first hour of Animal World, and then turning it around to the second hour. So as we're closing out here, my last question, which will have to be brief, when you actually then found each other. And you compared those lists. Did each of you have everything on the other one's list, or is there do you end up compromising or adjusting once you meet person, or were you just perfect when you found each other and everything's cool?
Is that a question that we'll answer during the next hour?
Well, I think it probably will be, because I'm kind of answering my own question, is because why would we be focusing on conflict resolution, and we'll turn it right around, and when we start up, you know, Red Robin has taken a rest today, so I'll try not to get so excited about Leslie Gore. And God,
but can we sing happy birthday too?
Oh, I guess so. All right.
Martha
so,
had a birthday.
All right. So we'll do happy birthday, but we're first going to do Sunshine Lollipops and Rainbows. And oh, I'm so excited. I love Leslie Gore. Did I tell you? I met her. I'll have to tell you that. Anyway, stay right where you are. Animal World continues. More with about Are You Still Kissing Frogs? Straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
This hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Canine Caviar, available at Bothell Feed Center in the North End and Sierra Fish and Pets in the South End.